Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, people of God. Listen, we are here under this open heaven, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful to be here on tonight. We're grateful for each and every one of you that have come to join us on tonight. Truly, 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 people of God, listen, we just believe that God has done and is doing great and marvelous things. And for this, we're so grateful. We're thankful tonight for each and every one of you coming to join us on tonight, people of God. And it is testimony night. Now, we haven't had testimony night in a very, very long time, so we know that you're just burning to get those testimonies out to tell of the goodness of the Lord on tonight. Listen, we're excited. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 welcome. We cannot say it enough. We welcome you on tonight. God bless you. Thank you for taking time out of your day, out of your busy schedule to come and be with us. We realize that for many of you, this is your second service and perhaps your third service for some of you on tonight. So we thank God for you tonight. We are excited again, as always. We're excited for what the Lord has done. People of God, after our 40 days of prayer, how could we not neglect? Amen. But to give space, give time for you to come and share what the Lord has done for you. We're so grateful, so very grateful for what he's done. So we just want to thank God for you again. For those of you that are listening, amen, in the countries internationally, we thank God for you. We realize, amen, that you are there, amen, Jesus, now broadcasting in over 110 countries. So we thank God for the reachability, thanking God for what he's done, for truly it's the Lord doing. Truly, people of God, it's only the Lord doing. So we're grateful for what the Lord has done. For those of you that are listening here in the continental U.S., we thank God for you covering all of the United States. I'm telling you, it is just such an honor to serve you, to be here for you, people of God, amen, that you can come, amen, hear what thus said the Lord, that you can be strengthened, that you can be empowered, amen, Jesus, just another day, amen, encouraged to keep on keeping on, just another day. People of God, while you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. It's testimony night. Yay! It's testimony night in the house, and we're so grateful. We thank God for all of our listeners, those of you that are listening via Facebook. We thank God for you, whether you're listening via our Prayer News Network Facebook page or our ReArt Prayer Group 52 page, and certainly those of you that are listening via radio, we thank God for you on tonight. However you're tuning in, we thank God for you, amen, for bringing, coming in, taking a seat to be with us on tonight. While you're doing that, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Amen, Jesus. Someone else needs to hear what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing. Because, people of God, if he has done it for us, amen, if he's done it for you, amen, Jesus, surely he can do it for others. So we want you to invite on tonight because we want the faith of the people to be fed. Amen, Jesus, to let them know that God can, not only God can, but that God will. While you're inviting tonight, we just want to give God thanks and praise for our leaders. Amen. First of all, thanking God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, people of God, for he is certainly the author and the finisher of our faith, not only of our faith, but of this line. We thank God for him, for this broadcasting line, reaching the masses of the people. We thank God for him. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle Dr. S.B. James. Thanking God for him on tonight. Thanking God on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie Jane. Amen. Thanking God tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking God for him. Amen. And the elect lady. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, Jesus. He's our presiding bishop. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for him and the elect lady. Amen, as well. He's my pastor. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them holding their space and place in this broadcast outreach ministry. We thank God for them. People of God, thanking God tonight for our scripture reader, amen, our prayer warrior. Thank you, God, tonight, people of God, for you, each and every one of you, and not only you, thanking God for, amen, all of the leaders, and thanking God for your leaders, amen, those that come to the line, those that continue to keep us lifted in prayer, amen, keeping us encouraged, amen, in the work of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. You are somebody special. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, again, people of God, this is testimony service. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. We do have a woman of God who is, amen, a long-standing commitment for every Sunday, every Monday night. Amen. Yes, you have been blessed by this woman of God. Amen. And we thank God for her. Thank God for her commitment, her dedication to be a part of the programming of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And again, it's testimony night, people of God. So on tonight, glory to God, we have a little treat for you. Amen. We are actually having our speaker, amen, our longstanding speaker. She is going to be our co-host on tonight. Amen. She's going to be our co-host. Amen. We know that she's willing. She's able. Amen, Jesus. She's capable. Amen, Jesus, to take us through, amen, of these testimonies. Amen. So tonight, we're going to turn it over to the woman of God, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan, people of God. Again, she's no stranger to the line, but we thank God for her. Amen. Coming to us, amen, by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Now, amen, Jesus, residing in Banks, Alabama. Amen. Right up in our headquarters. Amen, Jesus, of our ministry. Again, people of God, introduced to some, we present to others. Amen. Our mistress of order for tonight, people of God, receive Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless him on this night. Bless his name. I hope you feel welcome by now from our host, evangelist, our leader, that has welcomed you so warmly tonight. And like she said, this is a night, hallelujah, of testimonies, and I believe there are some of you that have been coming to this line night after night, maybe year after year, month after month. And I believe without the shadow of a doubt that there is something that God has done for you from you are coming to this line, that you are able to let someone know that God is able. Bless his name. Glory to God. And before we go any further, we thank you for the protocol that has really been established. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise on this night, the day that you have made. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in this night. In the name of Jesus, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same sun, you are worthy to be praised. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise for allowing us to come together one more time tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that we are still in the land of the living because somebody died just a second ago. And so we thank you, Lord God, as we usher your presence on this platform tonight. We bind the prince of the powers of the air. Hallelujah, God, every regional spirit that is assigned to this line tonight. We declare tonight, God, that you would release the spirit of boldness upon your people to come forth and share of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We want to thank you, God, that you would cover this platform and everyone that is connected with the blood of Jesus as we share, hallelujah, God, what you have done for us all last year, maybe the year before. Hallelujah. And I believe somebody has a testimony of what God has done for them even from the year began, even from last month. And so, God, we open up this platform for you to have your way tonight and move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We do give you glory and praise because you said in your word that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so, God, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. We want to praise you in the name of Jesus that your presence, oh, God, that is already here, hallelujah, God, intensify tonight as we give you the praise and the glory. And if the testimonies go forth, that someone may be delivered to someone else's testimony in the mighty name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. And so, God, we thank you in Jesus' name as we seal this prayer right now in Jesus' name. And so, people, as we have said earlier, that this is a night of testimony. This is a night not to be quiet. Hallelujah, Jesus, I believe there is something that God has done, no matter how small it is. I believe God would get the glory tonight if we would just open our mouths and show him how thankful we are by giving him and releasing the testimonies that God had done in our life. So before we go any further, we'll call Evangelist Gabby, who will be our scripture reading for this night.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God, go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Mary. God bless you.
Oh, Sister Mary. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to Prophetess Duncan, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 24th chapter of Psalms. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his two vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, the Lord. I have read to you the 24th Psalms and chapter of Psalms in its entirety. May God have blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. The scripture says, let the King of glory come in. Hallelujah. The question is, who is this King of glory? And the answer was the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Glory be to God. How many of you can remember when God fought some battles for you? Gonna lose your mind when you thought you was gonna be sick and die. But God fought your battles for you. How many of you can look back over your life and think about a time and a moment when you thought you were not going to make it, but God came in. God sent the angels of his presence, and now, tonight, you have a testimony, and you're able to tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so we praise God on this night. Hallelujah. And before we go any further, we will have Sister Robin Jackson to come forward and give us a solo tonight. Sister Robin, you're welcome.
Sister Robin, take your phone off of mute. I believe your phone is on mute. Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us worship Him, Christ the Lord. Somebody worship Him, Christ the Lord. Somebody put your hands to the Lord and worship Him, wherever you are. Jesus Christ, our Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel like worshiping Him tonight. Jesus Christ, the Lord. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He said, bless His holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight we know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God is saying, holy name tonight. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Hallelujah. I know there is somebody tonight that God has released some benefits in your life. There is something that God has done in your life. Maybe you got saved. Hallelujah. Maybe you had a visitation, an encounter with the Lord. I believe there are some people on this line tonight that God has done something miraculously or supernaturally in your life, supernatural provision, supernatural healing, whatever it is tonight, hallelujah, the platform is open for you to share. I know many people become shy and afraid to speak, but you don't know who. You don't know who you might reach through your testimony. You don't know whose lives you might change. You don't know whose faith might increase by you sharing about the goodness of the Lord. The Bible says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, He healeth all thy diseases. Glory be to God. I believe someone had been stricken with COVID-19 and God gave you a miracle. You could not breathe. Hallelujah. You could not do nothing, but God came into that hospital room, maybe in your bedroom. Hallelujah. And touch your lungs. Glory be to God. And touch your body. And you're here tonight because of the grace of God, because of the mercies of God. Hallelujah. How many know that we are in the second day of a new month? Some people had plans to be here, hallelujah, but they're not here. They cannot testify. And the Bible says the dead cannot praise Him. Hallelujah, the dead cannot. That's a scripture that says dead people cannot praise God. And so while we're in the land of the living, God has given us a chance, hallelujah, to tell of His goodness, to tell of His grace, His mercy. It says He forgiveth all our iniquities and He healed all our disease. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And it says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And so when you think about God putting good things in your mouth, that means He's providing for you food. He's providing for you water, whatever it is. It might not seem something big to somebody else. But ain't nobody know like you know what the Lord has done for you. Ain't nobody know like you know what God has delivered you from. And so God has designated this night as a night of testimony for those of you. You know you have been blessed through PNN. You know that God has moved for you on this line. Glory be to God. Maybe not this line, but you know. Since this year started, there is something that God did to you that you are believing Him for. Tonight, somebody would need to hear that. Somebody might need to hear that. That may be the encouragement. They may be thinking about suicide. Maybe you were there. And God is saying, share tonight. Glory be to God. So we want to invite you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can unmute your phone by pressing *6. And you can come on over in this platform, glory be to God, and let someone know that Jesus is mighty to save and strong to deliver. This is a night, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited when I'm able to testify. I get excited when I'm able to share about the goodness of the Lord. I get excited, hallelujah, when I can tell somebody that God delivered me of alcohol. God delivered me out of clubbing. God delivered me out of nude dressing. Hallelujah. God delivered me, glory to God, from sleeping around. God deliver me. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I was in the garbage bin. I was nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. But Jesus had to reach way down to pick me up. He had to reach beneath the garbage bin. Some people were in, but I was underneath. He had to lift the garbage. Hallelujah. To find this garbage, this heap of trash right here. Sitting in the front of you, I was a nobody. Glory be to God. But God, my God, God had a plan for my life. And tonight, I am not ashamed from where I came from. I am not ashamed to tell the world that Jesus is mighty to save and strong to deliver. I am not ashamed. Glory be to God, because the Bible tells me I overcome. I'm an overcomer when I can tell of the goodness of the Lord. When I can hear where God has brought me from, I overcome. The more you testify, God is saying, the more you will overcome, bless his name. The more you testify, the more someone else's lives will be changed. We don't know what will happen when we share. But tonight, anyone that has a testimony, bless his name, the floor is open. And tonight you may come on over, press star 6, and tell us what the Lord has done for you. Glory be to God, because you don't have to even be here right now. Hallelujah, for God brought you this far and kept you for this time and this season. Let somebody know how good God is in your life. Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel name, so sweet. Jesus' name is so sweet. Emmanuel name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus' name is so sweet. Hallelujah. I give honor to Jesus Christ on tonight, my Lord and my Savior. I thank and praise God for Prophetess Duncan tonight, Melissa Bradley. I just come over to just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I just want to thank him for all that he has done for me. Hallelujah. I look forward to what he's going to do for me. I thank and praise God for the 40-night prayer. I appreciate the Lord for what he's done for me, through me, during this time of consecration. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, how he had come and the woman of God was praying about fear. And that was one of my things. I was afraid to do anything. I was afraid to just move in God, because I always used the part about my education. And I thank and praise God for how he came and he let me know that he has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind. And I thank and praise God for how the woman of God was praying, and she was talking about how our words had power. There was power in our words, and in our voice, power in our voice. And I just thank and praise God for how the Lord just came and how he increased my prayer life. I thank and praise God. Yes, I was praying, but I know that there was more prayer that could have been put forth. And I just thank and praise God for how he came and elevated me in my prayer life, how he elevated me in my dedication to the Lord, how he just, I'm telling you, I always loved the Lord. But during the 40-night prayer, the Lord just came and he just lifted me up, and he done so much for me during the 40-night prayer, and how he has taught my heart and gave me a mind to read more, gave me a mind to continue on the fast. I thank and praise God, hallelujah. And not only that, how he saved my life, how he saved my house during the time of this
Friday night's prayer, the dedication that I promised the Lord that I would do. I left from the house, people of God, one day. I wasn't gone 30, 40 minutes. I had to go to the drugstore. And when I come back home, hallelujah, way down the road, maybe a half a mile down the road, I seen a lot of smoke. And I was saying, I said, well, who burning this time of the day? And the weatherman already said it was going to be 18 to 20 miles per hour wind. Well, when I looked down the road, I seen all the smoke. Hallelujah, Jesus. I seen all the smoke, and the closer I got home, the smoke was more intense. And when I got right at my house, I couldn't see nothing but fire. And I think and praise God for how he allowed me to stay calm. I drove up in the yard, and the fire was inches from my house. The neighbor next door, hallelujah, Jesus, had started fire in his yard. And somehow or another, the wind took the fire. The fire got up in the air, so the fire department said, and it just came over in my yard. And when it come over in my yard, it started a humongous fire. And it was so close to my house, and I called 911. And they looked like they wasn't coming fast enough. So I had to begin to say, this fire would not get my house. I said, this fire would not get my house. And so I called the fire department again because they wasn't coming fast enough. And I, yard, I have a dog, and he's in a fence of fence. Whether well, we keep him on a chain as well. And when I got there, the fire was in the doghouse, and the dog was running from back and forth trying to get her loose. So I had to go through all that smoke and all. I mean, it was so smoky. And I let my dog loose, called 911 again. And the smoke was, I'm telling you, maybe 5 feet from my house. And I was looking for a whole site to wet the ground where the fire wouldn't come no farther. But I think and praise God, I hear the fire department coming. And they did come, hallelujah, Jesus. And they put the fire out before it got to my house. I think and praise God, hallelujah, for how the Lord begin to let me know that there was power in my voice, power in my in the words that I speak. And I already knew that, but sometimes you have to be awakened. But I thank and praise God, hallelujah. The enemy didn't stop there, hallelujah. After the Lord delivered that, I was on my way, about 3 days later, on my way to pick up a girl that come help me out sometime. And when I got in my car, I got right there at the stop sign, and when I got it stop sign, my car switched off, and I turned the ignition, and it came back on again. Well, it waited till I got in the middle of the road with all the cars coming, and it switched off again. It wouldn't switch back on at that time, so I had enough time to pull over on the side of the road. Hallelujah, Jesus. But the enemy's plan was for me to get, for somebody to hit me in the back of my, in the back of me. But I thank and praise God that the Lord allowed the people to have enough room to come around me because they drive so fast. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, how the Lord let the blood shield and protect me. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how I sat side of the road for 30 minutes trying to wait for the record truck to come. The record truck never came, so I tried to crank my car up again. It cranked right up. I called my granddaughter and told her to meet me at the barb shop. So I got to the shop. The man got in the car, and he said, it's your crank sensor. He said, where did it cut off? I said, in the middle of the road. He said, well, you lucky. I said, no, I'm blessed. He said, because this could have been bad. I said, could have been, but it wasn't. But I thank and praise God for how the Lord came and how he saved my life once again. He saved my home. And this was all during the fast. So the enemy was very angry with me because of grip. I told the Lord that I would increase my prayer life, my prayer time. And really and truly, I don't have nothing but prayer time to go before the Lord and to lay out before him because I don't work. But I thank and praise God for what he's done for me during this fast. helped me to grow. I mean, I have grown so much during the 40 nights prayer. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for he's been so good to me. I just can't tell it all because every time I turn around, he keeps right on blessing me. And I thank him for the spiritual blessing most of all, not just the things that he gives me, but I thank him for the spiritual blessing. And I always told the Lord, bless me again. Bless me again, Lord. Bless me spiritual. I want to go higher in you. And I thank and praise God for him doing just what I asked him to do. And I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor on tonight. As the woman of God was saying, many is not here to testify. Many thought they would be here today, and they're not here to give God the glory and give him the praise. But I thank and praise God for the blood of Jesus being over my life, over my home, over my family. And he promised me a long time ago, if I stay in his will, hallelujah, Jesus, if I stay in his will, he was going to save my whole household. And I thank and praise God. People of God, all I just want to say to you is hang in there. Don't let go of God's hand, hallelujah. Hold on to the promises that God has given you, hallelujah, because he said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, not even when the enemy desires to take us. The Lord would not let it be. So I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor on tonight for his goodness. And I love the Lord so. And y'all continue to pray for Missionary Fan as she continues to pray for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. I feel like praising him, talking about the Lord God Almighty. Listen here, people. I feel like praising the Lord. I don't know about you, but after a testimony like that, God deserves a radical praise wherever you are. You should be praising the Lord with this woman of God tonight, bless his name, because hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, I thank you. Glory to God. She could have been homeless. Glory to God. Many people are homeless tonight, sleeping under a bridge, sleeping in an abandoned building, maybe in a car. But God preserved her and God kept her, bless his name. It was the blood of Jesus that stood up, glory to God, against the plan of the enemy to destroy her home. Why? Because the woman of God said she went higher. And we got to know for every level you're going to meet more devils, glory be to God. The higher God takes you, the more intense your fight. Your warfare is going to be intensified, glory be to God. But if your trust and your hope and your faith is in what God says, according to his word, then God says no weapon that is formed or fashioned against you can prosper. And so we thank God tonight that she overcame and she said, testifying to him that God did it. Nobody can get the glory but God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling you, you hear about fires. Many people's houses are being destroyed by fires. And you have families, like 9 and 8 families dying in these fires that probably happened overnight. And so I rejoice with you tonight, woman of God, for God has preserved you and God has kept you. Glory be to God. He deserved the praise. The Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Hallelujah, God. You laid the beams of the chambers in the waters. And so God is able. And God said, give thanks unto him and call upon his name. Glory be to God. And so I praise God for you tonight. And we need another witness to come forth and tell about the goodness of the Lord. You see, she said she was blessed during the 40-day fast. Maybe there's somebody else that was here on the platform that you know God moved for you during the 40-day fast. Come on, don't let the enemy cause you to be afraid or walk in fear tonight. Let somebody know God wants us to testify. You can press *6 and come on over and encourage us with your testimony on this night. Come on, people of God. Some of you have been coming to PNN for years. Some have been coming here for months and weeks. Glory be to God. This is a time of celebrating through your testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let someone know tonight that Jesus is a deliverer. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can tell you there are times when I had to believe God for food. I have to believe God to take care of my children without nothing. Glory be to God. God is a provider. Bless his name. Don't let us be quiet tonight. Don't let the enemy shut your mouth down or shut your voice down. Glory be to God. Doesn't matter which nation you are from tonight. Bless his name. As long as you're dialed in, come on over on the platform and let the devil know that you are going to let him know tonight that God has been good to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You can go ahead.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I just like to say that I thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank him for letting me live to see another day to be able to come and testify his goodness. And when I thank him for doing that 40-day of prayer that he strengthened me to go through the prayer and concentration for them 40 days, and I just thank him for all he's done for me and doing in my life. I thank him for his provision. And just I thank him most of all for what I believe that he's going to do in my life. And I would just like to read something with you called Clean Containers, taken from 1 Peter 4 through 11. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrong. Proverbs 10 and 12. Hatred corrodes the container that carries it. These words were spoken by former Senator Alan Simpson at the funeral of George H.W. Bush. Attempting to describe his dear friend's kindness, Senator Simpson recalled how the 41st President of the United States embraced humor and love rather than hatred in his professional leadership and personal relationships. I relate to the Senator's quote, don't you? Oh, the damage done to me when I harbor hatred. Medical research reveals the damage done to our bodies when we cling to the negative or release bursts of anger. Our blood pressure rises, our hearts pound, our spirits sad, our containers corrode. In Proverbs 10 and 12, King Solomon observed, hatred stirs over all wrong. The conflict that results from hatred here is a blood feud between rivaling peoples of different tribes and races. Such hatred fuels the drive for revenge so that people who despise each other can't connect. By contrast, God's way of love covers, draws a veil over, conceals, or forgives all wrong. That doesn't mean we overlook errors or enable a wrongdoer. But we don't nurse the wrong when someone is truthfully remorseful. And if they never apologize, we still release our feelings to God. We who know the greater love are to love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4 and 8. Blessing to the hearers of his word. Thank you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All of you that are listening, if you know that the Lord is impressing upon your heart to share with us tonight, you can take your phone off me by pressing *6, and you can come on over to this platform and share what the Lord has done. Bless his name. We want to thank her. And as she was talking about a funeral, I went to a service today, and the pastor that was preaching, he shared with us that he had a friend that wanted to see him. He didn't get to see this friend. And the friend died, and he didn't even know that the friend had died and was buried. Bless his name. Not only that, he said, but yesterday, right, his neighbor next door dropped dead. Glory be to God. So we don't know who is going to die, and we don't know what God is going to do. And so while you have a chance to testify, while you have a chance to encourage someone, bless his name, you have the opportunity tonight. Let's come on over and share. The Bible says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of men rejoice that seek the Lord. Bless his name. And the Bible says, sing unto him, sing praise unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. That's Psalms 105 and verse 2. And so God wants you to talk about what he's doing tonight. Bless his name. He wants us to share. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory be to God on tonight. Bless you, Sister Mary Holland. Bless his name tonight. Sharing that with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So anyone else with a burning testimony, you can press *6 and come on over to this platform and let us know what God has done in your life.
Praise God.
Hi, my name is Sister Clarissa Johnson. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. My name is Sister Clarissa Johnson. I was the first one that got saved, gave my life back to Christ on PNN prayer line. I have a testimony. And I was the first one to give my life back to Christ. And ever since I gave my life back to Christ, God has been blessing me and blessing me and blessing me. I mean, I can't, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't tell you how much God has been blessing me. I receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, the healings, the miracles. I mean, God is just so good. And you know, my husband gave his life to Christ. And after we both gave our lives to Christ, we started living right, you know, living for Christ. And we eventually got married. After we got married, my husband had got cancer. And he went through a lot with his cancer, and a lot changed with him emotionally, physically, and, you know, we eventually separated. And you know, the devil thought he had won, but the Bible says what God put together, let no man asunder. God is so amazing in my life. My husband and I are back together. God delivered him from cancer. He came through that. The surgery was a bad surgery. It was a 12-hour-long surgery. And the next day after his surgery, he was up walking the halls, you know, with all the tubes and everything that they had him on. He just picked them up and was walking the halls. And God was, I mean, the doctors was amazed at his progress. You know, it's so much. It's so many blessings and so much that God has done for me till I just can't tell it all. And I just thank God. I thank God for all of his blessings. I thank God for even through the trials and the tribulations, you know, I use everything that I go through as stepping blocks. I stumble, you know, but I'm going to stack the blocks back up and I'm going to keep on climbing. And, you know, even if I could stumble, I'm going to stack them back up and I'm going to keep on climbing. So I just want to thank God for everything. My children, I thank God for, I haven't worked since 2014 because of physical disabilities, but I thank God for my children. You know, my children makes it easy, and those are my blessings. A lot of stuff people don't consider as blessings, but, you know, try to get the positive out of everything. And with my children, I have 6 wonderful children, and they make sure that everything that I need, I have. And it's not the fact that, you know, my husband can't. They don't give him the chance. So, you know, God bless me with the wonderful children that I have. You know, a lot of people ask me, was it hard raising 6 children? No, it was not, because I serve a God that is greater than the what's in the world. My children were leaders. They weren't followers, you know, and they made it easy to raise them. And obviously I raised them right, because now they're taking care of mama, you know. So thank God for everything. Even when I wasn't, you know, looking out for myself, even way back when I was a teenager when I didn't see any danger. God was still covering me. And I thank God for the fresh supply of grace and mercy, the daily supply of grace and mercy. I just thank God for everything that he's done, everything he's doing, everything that he's going to do. And my husband and I will be celebrating our second anniversary. We've been together for 6 years, but we'll be celebrating our second anniversary tomorrow. The enemy thought that he had, he thought he had us, but the devil is a lie. The devil is defeated, and I give God all the glory. Amen. God is so good. He's wonderful. I just continue to pray for me as I go higher in the Lord.
Amen, amen. How many know tonight God is a restorer? He is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but we should be giving God the glory tonight. Psalms 107 said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed," glory to God, he said, "let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hands of the enemy." And woman of God, tonight, God had redeemed you, your marriage, your children, your husband, from the hands of the enemy. He said, "and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Glory to God. We thank God for this testimony of victory tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible said what the devil meant for bad, God takes it and turns it around for good. In the name of Jesus, every plot and plan that Satan has for this family, God turned it around, and she can testify tonight. How many of you know tonight that many marriages that broke up never came back together again? Bless his name. The devil had a plan to destroy her husband. Bless his name. Glory be to God. But God intervened, and God interrupted every plan, every plot, and sent Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, Jesus, the angels of his presence, to touch his body, hallelujah, and to raise him up again. And when you hear us talk about our children, how many of you know today we got to raise our children in the fear of the Lord? The Bible says, "train them in the way that they should go," hallelujah, "and when they are old, they will not depart," glory be to God. Because if you look at the training that children are getting today, hallelujah, it is not in the way of the Lord. And so plenty of people are being stressed out because of the way the children are going. So we got to give God thanks and glory tonight for this testimony. Bless his name, and how God is providing for her and opening doors for her. Glory to God. And she said, from a teenager, how many know when destination or destiny is on your life, when purpose is on your life, the devil cannot do nothing but you. Glory be to God. You got to be tested. You got to be tried. But God, at the end of it, coming out with the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God on tonight. And so we praise God for your testimony. You are overcomer tonight because of your testimony. Bless his name. How many tonight know that there are many people on this line that has are going through some marital issues, and God redeemed you, God restored you? Come on, let's testify tonight. Press *6 and come on over. Come on, people of God, let's hear what God has been doing for you. Quite sure many of you on PNN can testify that something took place while you were on this line. God had done something for you. It's not just a line to come to sit and listen, but I believe this is a line of deliverance, glory be to God. And I can say that I have been blessed as I've been coming, glory be to God. And I've seen the hands of God move in my life, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, mighty God. I've seen God open doors, bless his name, hallelujah. So come on over, let's not be afraid, let's not be ashamed, let's not be shy. Let's tell somebody, let somebody know that Jesus is able, glory to God. Press *6 and let the Lord have his way on this platform on this night, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. As you said, I know that the testimonies are just ready. Amen. They're ready to give their testimonies of why they are waiting. Amen. I just want to give testimony on tonight, giving God thanks, giving God praise for who he is, giving him thanks and giving him praise for this PNN broadcast. Amen. Giving him thanks and giving him praise for the people of God, each and every one. I just give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for he is my life. I just give God thanks and praise on tonight for him being so real. I thank him tonight, glory to God, for how he has proven himself over and over and over again. I give God thanks and I give God praise on tonight, people of God, for the 40 days of prayer. Amen. The 40 days of prayer and consecration. I tell you, people of God, I have gone through, amen, on that prayer, amen, fast of intercession, amen, many, many years. But I tell you, people of God, it was such a blessing this time. Not that it's not a blessing all the time, but it was a blessing this time because we all went together. Amen. And I thank God for it, and I know that it was a long stretch for a lot of people. Amen, Jesus. I know we do it in our ministry, but for a lot of people, amen, I know it was certainly new to you. But I just give God thanks and praise for those of you, amen, that went the mile, that went the journey. Amen, Jesus. There were some that said, amen, oh, my goodness, I got off. Or, oh, my goodness, amen, they forgot and this, that, and the third. But I always encourage them, that's okay. That's okay. Today's another day. Tomorrow's another day. Just come on. Amen. So I give God thanks and I give God praise, amen, for you, for your endurance. Amen. I thank God, amen, people of God, because you look at it and you think it's easy. But when you're doing it, amen, according to the divine ordination, amen, it's not easy. And your flesh begins to scream and to kick, and you want to come off, amen. But I give God thanks and praise, amen, again, for your steadfastness. And I thank God, people of God, for what he has done for me during this 40-day fast of intercession. God truly did something for me, people of God. Amen, Jesus, even as I begin to look into the scriptures. And I tell you, it's something about as you get into the scriptures and you're reading the scriptures. And amen, I remember having an encounter, woman of God, having an experience. And I often tell people God is to be experienced. Amen, glory to God, amen. To come up off of those pages, glory to God, and make himself real and make himself known. And it's a beautiful thing. Glory be to God. When you're reading the scriptures and the scriptures begin to read back to you, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's like those scriptures begin to talk to you. Amen. So I give God thanks and praise for the encounter, people of God. And I tell you, yes, so much happened as missionaries. So much happened during the fast. Listen, people of God, I can't even begin to enumerate it all. But people of God, listen, I had a mind, a steadfast mind, glory to God, because I knew, glory be to God, this was divine ordination, amen, and I was looking to get something out of it. And as we come to this line, people of God, I often tell people, don't just come to be coming. Don't just come to just be, amen, spectators, glory to God, but come to get something out of it. And I, glory to God, when we went on this 40-day, amen, Jesus, on this 40-day fast of intercession and these 40 days of prayer, people of God, I tell you, God did something for me on the inside. And I thank God for the quickening. I thank God for the quickening, people of God, amen. And as I said, the scriptures begin to read. The scriptures begin to speak to you, people of God. And I'm telling you, he began to cause me to look at myself, glory to God, amen, because and began to look at myself and to see my shortcomings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I began to look, people of God. Amen. And as that word was reading me, people of God, I began to say, Lord, woe is me.
Glory be to God. Woe is me. Glory to God. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want to be true. Glory be to God. And I begin to say to the Lord, Lord, take it out. Glory to God. Quicken me. Straighten me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because once we line up, once we begin to measure ourselves by the word of God, people of God, we see we always fall short. Hallelujah. We can't look at our righteousness, glory to God, and feel that we have arrived in any way. But I thank God for the measuring stick. Amen. To come to plumb the line. Amen. To show me myself. To show me, glory to God, where I got to come up. Amen. Hallelujah, where there's more that he's requiring of me. But I give God thanks and I give God praise, amen, for, again, the encounter, amen, Jesus, while on this 40-day fast of intercession. It was precious. It was precious, people of God, amen. And I thank God on tonight, amen, for all that he's done, amen, gave instructions. He gave begin to give me instructions. Glory be to God. Next steps, as they say. Amen, Jesus. I thank God, people of God, for the change of the mindset. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Sometimes our minds are setting in the wrong places, or our minds are not coming up to the mark of what God has required or what he's requiring of us. But I thank God for the reset. I thank God for the reset. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm excited. I'm excited, people of God. Amen. I'm excited for all that the Lord has done. Glory to God. Truly, he has done so much. And I just come to say, people of God, and he made himself even the more real. Amen. And when he does that for us, people of God, there is a sudden rest, a certain peace. Amen. A certain comfort. Glory to God that comes to us. Amen. There's no way. Amen, Jesus, as we on this journey. Glory to God, as we're on this journey, amen, and he's making himself real to us. Hallelujah, glory be to God. There's a certain peace that comes with it. And I thank God on tonight, people of God, amen, as we came off of the consecration, glory to God, as we came off of the consecration, amen, there was a situation that arose. Glory be to God, there was a situation that arose. And I tell you, it was a big situation. Amen. It was a very, very big situation. And I needed the Lord, glory to God, to move for me. Amen. I needed him to move for me. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. I needed some funds. Amen, Jesus. And I didn't know where I would get them from. I didn't know where, people of God. Listen, let me tell you something. I did not know where to look, amen, for this substantial amount of money that I needed. Glory be to God. But people of God, let me tell you something. I took it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And within my humanness, glory to God, amen, at one time I felt, amen, I felt a little nervousness upon me. Glory be to God. But then, people of God, the word came and he spoke to me. Hallelujah. The scripture came and said, my God, he's able to do exceedingly, hallelujah, exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Glory be to God. And the scripture began to come, glory be to God, and it began to speak to me, people of God, and my soul took rest. My soul took rest, people of God, hallelujah, and I needed God to move within 3 days. Listen, people of God, I needed him to move within 3 days. Glory to God. I needed him to move within 3 days. Hallelujah. And I said, God, I need you to move. And I gave him the date by the time that I needed him to move by. And people of God, hey, let me tell you about the God that we serve. Let me tell you, hallelujah, about the God who is well able. Glory to God. He's well able, people of God. Listen, I give God thanks. I give God praise, people of God. Listen, not only did he move, people of God, but he moved before time. Hallelujah. I needed him to move within 3 days. But people of God, can I tell you he moved within 2 days? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He means exactly what he says. Glory be to God. And he makes promises unto us, people of God. And I thank God, hallelujah, that even during this consecration, even during this 40-day fast, people of God, when we, glory to God, listen, we denied ourselves, but we begin to cry out, amen. We begin to cry out according to the order of the 40-day fast. We begin to cry out, glory to God, for those, amen, all of those areas. And I give God thanks and I give God praise, hallelujah, because people of God, as we took care of his business, as we begin to cry out for all of these situations and circumstances and people, glory be to God, in those titles and the church and glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we cried out selflessly. People of God, can I tell you, hallelujah, that God did it. Amen. As we took care of his business, I come to tell you tonight, people of God, that the Lord took care of my business. Ha! Glory be to God. He moved, people of God. He showed himself strong and mighty, mighty to deliver. Hallelujah. And I give God thanks. And I give God praise on tonight for the great things that he has done. People of God, he has done me well. Hallelujah. He has done me well. Glory to God. He has proven himself. Glory to God. And I thank him tonight, people of God, because I took him at his word. I took him, hallelujah, at his word. And he performed and he did just what he said he would do. And I'm excited tonight. I'm grateful tonight, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for what he has done. I'm grateful tonight, glory to God, because he has shown himself, glory to God, over and over and over again. And I know, glory to God, that there's more to come. Amen, Jesus. I have great expectations. I pray that you have great expectations, people of God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, if you have a need, I'm here to tell you God can supply the need. God bless you tonight. Amen. Pray much for me. Let us continue to pray for this PNN. Glory to God, people of God, because truly God is doing a work in the midst of us. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And I thank God for this opportunity. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. How many of you know that this is the hour and the time for supernatural divine intervention? Hallelujah. God is intervening in those who are faithful in their cases. Hallelujah. This is a time of refreshing, revival, renewal, restitution. Hallelujah, darling. Refilling. Hallelujah. There was a newness in the atmosphere, and I can identify with her when she talks about sitting down and reading the word. Sometimes I'm sitting down and reading the word, and the presence of the Lord just come in, and I have to stop, and my heart gets so full, and the only thing I can do is just praise and magnify the Lord. I can't even read no more because the tears just would fill my eyes, and I would just feel this divine presence and the divine visitation. Hallelujah, that the Lord is doing in this hour. And then she talked about the supernatural vision. The Bible says hungry and thirsty, their soul seated in them. There's a hunger and a thirst that God is, I don't know about you, but I can say tonight there's a hunger and a thirst that God is pouring out. The Bible said they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he delivered them out of his distress. She had some trouble. She was delivered, hallelujah, some financial issue. And the Bible says she cried. She cried, and the Lord delivered her out of her distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, and that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men, listen to my people of God. The Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, glory to God, hallelujah, and for his wonderful works toward the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. And so if your soul is hungry tonight, and you know that you are in a place where you are hungry for God, and God fill you, somebody ought to talk about it tonight. Somebody ought to give God praise tonight. Come on, let's make this a night of rejoicing. This is a night of rejoicing. This is a night, hallelujah, to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Don't forget to tell him thank you. I'm telling you, many people will wish they were here tonight to testify, hallelujah, but their voices are hushed in death, hallelujah. So give God thanks tonight. Press star 6 and come on over. Let's make this a night that a great praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's tell somebody that God delivered you. Tell somebody how God sets you free. Let somebody know that God is still in the saving business. Like the young lady said, hallelujah. The woman of God said, hallelujah. See, God saved her, bless his name, hallelujah, and restore her marriage, glory be to God. And I believe that there are much more of you, because I just came to PNN this year, but I believe there are much more of you that was connected to PNN for a long time. God is expecting you to open your mouth and come on, let's encourage somebody to know, to let them know that PNN is a place where God is moving. PNN is a place where deliverance is taking place. It is a place where God is my God, supernaturally, hallelujah, moving on behalf of his people. Press star, come on over and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord in Jesus' name. Somebody, let's testify tonight. I'm quite sure there's somebody else that has a burning testimony, and we're waiting to hear you. Hallelujah, Jesus, this is your chance this year. You might not have a chance anymore. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what's down the road. Bless his name. And so God will get the glory out of our testimony. Bless his name. Hallelujah, I can testify that I know. Even during the fast and after the fast, I seen God move for me supernaturally, financially, hallelujah, and taking care of me. Bless his name. I had a little job that was taken from me, bless his name. But after that job was taken from me, I'm telling you, I've never gone hungry or been without. Bless his name, because God has been touching the heart of people to be a blessing to me. Even when I come on this CNN, I see God just move for me, bless his name. And I can surely say that this is a place and a line, hallelujah, with God. Hallelujah, my God. God will bless your life. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Somebody tonight, hallelujah, I believe there is somebody else, glory to God. Can we have a next witness, hallelujah, that can tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. Come on over. Press star 6 and let him have his way. Excuse me, while we're waiting on those of you that have a testimony, you will ask Sister Clarissa Johnson to come and give us a solo, please.
Praise God.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, be so, so good. You've been so good. You've been so, so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You saved my soul.
I just want to thank you, Lord. You made me whole. You made me whole. Oh, you made me whole. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen, amen. We praise God for that song tonight. How many know tonight that God deserves to be glorified? How many know tonight that God deserves to be thanked? The Bible said, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Hallelujah. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. Glory to God. At Psalms 108 and verses 3, the Bible said there are many nations tonight. And what God is saying, praise him. Give him the glory. Testify among the hallelujah and sing praises unto him among the nations. Bless his name. And I believe that there are more persons on this line tonight. Glory be to God that has something that the Lord has done. I believe that something somewhere, even deliverance of your children, God delivered you financially. God delivered you from some type of sickness. Hallelujah. You were in the hospital. Glory be to God. And you asked for prayer, and God delivered you. Bless his name tonight. I don't know if you've been to the place where your cupboards were empty, and you had to believe God, hallelujah, to send food like Elijah had to be fed with the raven in the desert. Bless his name. Hallelujah. So God is looking for someone tonight that really appreciates what he did, that is really thankful for what he did. And so the line is open tonight, people of God. Come on over. Don't be afraid. Press star 6 and let us hear. Let us hear what God has done for you in Jesus' name. Press star 6 and come on over in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise him, sister.
This is Sister Clarissa Johnson again. Like I said, God has been so good to me that I just can't tell it all. And I heard you say about when your job got taken, and I guess I can remember it back in 2014 when I got sick, and I haven't worked since then. But like you said, God has been providing, and I've never went hungry, and I've never needed for anything that I didn't have. I've had light, water, food, clothes on my back. And during that time, I still had minor children, and God provided. God made a way out of no way.
Hallelujah.
And I can remember going back and forth to the doctors, back and forth to the doctors, and the doctors was telling me that I had lupus, and the doctors was telling me that I had rheumatoid arthritis and you know, all of these autoimmune conditions. But prayer works, and God is still in a miracle-working business, because by the time that I finished praying and asking God and peeing in, pray with me, by the time I went back to the doctors, they didn't see any connective tissue disorders, any autoimmune conditions. They see none of that. I can remember having issues with my knees and right there on the prayer line. I can't remember who was preaching. They said, touch your knee and ask God to heal it. And when I was touching my knee, I could literally feel the pain leaving my knee. I mean, God has been so good. I just can't tell it all. I just cannot tell it all, but I know one thing. I am grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for everything that God has done for me. I am so grateful for things that God has done for my children, my husband. I am so grateful. And as long as I got breath in my body, a praise will forever be in my mouth. I just wanted to add that to my testimony. I mean, it's so much more that God has done to me, but I mean for me, but you know, I just thank God. I just thank God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, people of God. I'm telling you this. Sister Clarissa is so excited tonight. I don't know how many of you is being encouraged tonight by her testimony, but come on over, press star 6, and let's hear what God has done for you. I'm quite sure there are maybe hundreds of you right here tonight. There must be another witness, hallelujah, that is excited about what God has done, even from the beginning of this year. Come on over, press star 6, and let us hear how great God has been in your life. The Bible says, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of all their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah tonight. He said the word of God was their healer. Glory be to God. Tonight someone testified. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus. Press star 6, and let's have a witness on this platform on this night. Hallelujah. Well, if there's no witness, bless his name. We give God thanks tonight. And for all of you who took the time out to give God thanks, and all of you took the time out to praise him and testify of what he has done for you, I can identify with you, bless his name, of being sick. Hallelujah, had cancerous cysts, and God gave me a miracle. You know, I was about to take a surgery, and I didn't have to take a surgery because I went to a prayer meeting, and God told me to turn my face like Hezekiah to the wall. And I began to remind God of his word, bless his name. And God gave me a supernatural healing. I was supposed to take a surgery the other day. But I believe God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God gave me a miracle right here. I'm telling you, God is a healer on this night. Glory to God. And like Sister Clarissa said, I have so many testimonies that I can tell you about of supernatural divine feedings with 6 small children. And God feed us supernaturally. Become homeless, but God provide a place for it. So much that I can tell of how God has delivered me, kept me and my children at a very young age. Bless his name, and I'm here today because of the grace of God. And if there are no more witnesses, bless his name, on this platform, we have now come to the end session of our testimony service. Bless his name. And so the floor is open for those who desire special prayer. If you have a prayer request and you want us to stand in agreement with you, you can press star 6 and you can come on over, and we'll stand in agreement with you tonight, and we know that God is going to move. If you have a prayer request, you may now press star 6 and let us stand in agreement with you. Well, if there is
praise
no
Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for my grandkids, grandmother Lizzie. She's they say she has a touch of Alzheimer's, and she's been admitted to a hospital and all. So I'm asking prayer on her behalf, for her mind.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, God. We praise you tonight. We bless you. And I want you to know, woman of God, that my mother is dealing with the same thing, dementia and Alzheimer's. And I'm always praying for her. But I believe tonight, as we come in agreement with you on this issue, I believe tonight that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And so, Father, tonight in no other name, but in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our soon coming King. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are, oh God, the all-sufficient God. You can do anything but fail. And Father, as we lift up this request before you tonight, we cannot pray without your presence or without the anointing. You say it is the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke and set the captive free. In the name of Jesus, you said the righteous cry unto you in their trouble, and you saved them out of all their distresses, and you send your word to heal them. Release your word tonight as we stand in agreement. Hallelujah, God, for this woman of God, Mrs. Lizzie, tonight in the name of Jesus. We come against Alzheimer's, this demonic force. Hallelujah, God, this demon that has been risen up from the pit of hell. We command Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus to take your hands off this woman in the name of Jesus. We cancel your plan by the authority that God has given us through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, on tonight, there is nothing too hard for you to do. In the name of Jesus, you said if we speak it, you shall bring it to pass. If we stand in agreement, God, of anything in this earth, oh God, you will bring it to pass. You said anything that we ask in your name, believing that we will receive it, we shall have it. In the name of Jesus, as we come, God, into agreement, God, and we come into alignment, the word that says you are wounded for her transgressions, you are bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of your peace is upon her, and God, with your stripes, tonight, God, we declare healing and deliverance by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus over, hallelujah, Miss Lizzie's mind tonight. Every mind, God, every stronghold, every spirit of insanity, we curse you at the root and we command you to loose now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. You gave us power and authority over all the powers of the devil, over all the powers of the enemy, and the power that you've given us. We release the fire of God right now to go into our brain stems and brain cells in the name of Jesus to burn out, hallelujah, God, every cell that is dying and causing her to forget in the name of Jesus, causing her, oh God, to lose her mind and can't remember anything. We command you to loose right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. We expect you to move. We pray with anticipation. We come together with expectation, knowing, God, that this is the hour and the time you will watch over your word to perform it in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, we come standing in the gap for Miss Lizzie tonight and my mother tonight and all of those on this platform who are dealing with issues, God, of the mind, that thing that they commit, feel like committing suicide. Someone tonight, God, is discouraged in their mind. Someone tonight, God, don't know where to go and who to turn to. They are confused in their mind. But we bind the spirit of confusion. We neutralize, God, every power of Alzheimer's right now. And we command you to go back to the pit from whence you came. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for intervening and interrupting every demonic assignment, every demonic plot. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have the victory over 2,000 years ago. You are pierced in your head. You are pierced You are pierced in your brow. Hallelujah, God, to come up against and silence that the wound, God, you said, by your strength, you took strength in your hand for any mind disease, any mind, God, come to the host higher. He come to roast. You that bakando roshanda, you can bereke soto. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus that you're moving upon her mind right now. Wherever she is in that room, we pray for your children tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you, God, for God, reaching down with your finger of love and touch them now, God, from the crown of their head under the sole of their feet. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. We thank you as we stand in agreement with this woman of God tonight that you would move in a home, God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Move in a supernatural way. Give them the desire for your word. Give them the desire to seek you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone, God, that has children tonight on this line, become God, bringing the children and grandchildren before you. The devil desire to strip them like wheat. When we cover their minds with the blood of Jesus from every peer pressure, hallelujah, God, from every contamination, hallelujah, God, from every influence that is negative, in the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that you're pouring your spirit down upon all flesh, upon our sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy, hallelujah, God, and see visions, and all men shall dream dreams. We release your word over this platform right now, God, not tomorrow, but tonight, in the name of Jesus, and we want to thank you for the move of the Spirit of God. Move Holy Ghost, deliver Holy Ghost, deliver, deliver, God, deliver tonight by a mighty and outstretched hand, and we will never take your glory. We will testify, God, that you did it. Hallelujah tonight. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer, oh God, against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation, that you would go by her bedside now. Release angels now. Jehovah Rapha began to touch, heal, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, there is power in your name. There is healing in your name. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. In Jesus' name, and I say amen. And I thank you, God, for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Is there another prayer request that you need us to stand in agreement? Ooh, glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
I want to get prayer for my little great niece. Her name is Haley. She, I don't know what's wrong with her, but her mom is Shay. And so her little daughter, you know, her mom do a lot for her, but it seems like, you know, she's just got a little mouth problem. And then also she always say all the time, and I tell her, you know, to take her daughter to church more and more. So she be saying that seem like at night when she be sleeping, seem like some of the be, you know, pulling them, you know, and then she just have all types of dreams, like a clown or something that'll just be messing with her, you know, and she gets scared and everything. And so I was telling her, and then I said, to take her to church, you know, because she need prayer, because, you know, we all, you know, we in the ministry. And so, and I told her, I said, I'm taking her to church, because we supposed to be, you know, went to church Saturday, but we was out of time. But I want to get prayer for my little niece, Haley, because she really needs prayer. She got a little mouth problem, too.
Hallelujah.
And her mom, you know, got tired of the mouth. And so, you know, just pray for my little niece, because she really do need prayer. Her name is Haley.
Amen. Amen. Bless his name. Glory to God tonight. People, let me tell you something. The devil is trying to mess with these children. Glory to God. The devil has a plan for these children. but the devil is a liar tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come in agreement on this platform, this is PNN, the Prayer News Network prayer line, God, where prayers are answered. Glory to God, where deliverance takes place. Hallelujah, God, this line was created for your glory. Glory to God, and we come tonight to stand in agreement for Haley. I call Haley's name all in this atmosphere tonight in the name of Jesus, that Haley, you would hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight as we lift up this child before you. Every demonic assignment, every demonic attack, every demonic entity, every witch, every warlock from the marine kingdom, hallelujah, God, that deals with insanity, we cancel your plan tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, you gave us the authority. You gave us the power tonight. Oh, glory to God tonight over all the powers of the enemy. And God, as I pray right now, and as we stand in agreement that you would send angels to Haley right now and begin to touch her mind in the name of Jesus, we cancel and neutralize the spirit of insanity. Every wicked, evil, demonic dream, God told Shanda Mahaya, Incubus and Succubus, hallelujah, demons that come in the night to mess with her in her dreams. We cancel every evil arrow that is sent at her by the way of the spirit, doing, oh God, in the night season. Every demonic mirror and demonic altar with her name on it, we take it off the altar right now in the name of Jesus as we present Haley to you. We declare tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that Haley will be delivered. She is being delivered now. God, you said now faith. And so, God, we come together to stand in faith for Haley. Hallelujah. Tonight, you cannot have Haley. She belongs to Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even deal with the mother tonight, that they would have a desire to go to the house of God. In the name of Jesus, terrify the kingdom of darkness that has been released, God, in that room. Release angels by Haley's bedside. I declare that she will have, God, visions and dreams about God. I declare, God, that you would fill her with the Holy Ghost and fill her with the fire of Almighty God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you saved my God David at a young age. Hallelujah. Jesus was 12 years old when you used him. Samuel was a young child when you used him. So, God, you're looking for the young people to use. And the devil have a trap set. But we cancel your trap tonight. We cancel every assignment tonight. We neutralize the powers over that region and over your household tonight, over the household where Haley is tonight. We cancel you by the power that it calls Shanda the Behosa. People of God, let's pray tonight. These children are in trouble. The devil desires to sift them like wheat. But we release the power of the living God. We release the power to the blood. We release the blood over Haley tonight. We release the blood over her mind tonight. We release the blood over her emotion in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of suicide, we command you to loose her now in the name of Jesus. Every God, oh Shamandala Bahosaya, and call Shandela Bahosaya, every demonic spirit that's in the nighttime, oh God, in her vision, we cancel you now. We command you to get out of that room. We command you to get out of that house. We release Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, in her room. We declare, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost would invade that room tonight, that the Holy Ghost fire will erupt, oh God, on the inside of Haley. God, pour your spirit down upon Haley, Jesus, that you would have a desire to go to your house, that you would have a desire to read your word. Father, there is nothing too hard for you to do in the Nika Shoto, Ria Manchekanda of a Hosea, Ikatatoga Bashanda. We tear down every wall erected by the enemy to keep us shut out. Our God, Yoshamanda of a Hosea, Ria Manchekanda Bahaya. Every mind battle, the battle belongs to you, Lord God. Fight the battle for Haley. Fight every hear, God, and you will deliver from all of our afflictions. As we cry up for Haiti tonight, begin, God, the deliverance process right now. This unhindered soldier came to you on behalf of a servant that was sick at home. And you send the word, oh God, and then you send the word healing take place. As we pray now, send your word to Haiti. As we pray now, send angels to Haiti. As we pray now, send deliverance to Haiti. We thank you, Lord God, that she will be clothed in her right mind by the power that of our co-shanda, the Hosea, that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus over her mind. The blood of Jesus is against every demonic attack. Satan, you are defeated. You were defeated over 2,000 years ago. Father, you're looking for some people that stand in the gap because people are losing their minds tonight. But she will not lose her mind. As we speak by faith that you are moving upon Haiti right now. And we thank you, God, that things are happening. Things are changing. We got death and life in the power of our tongue. And I speak life tonight. And I speak a death sentence to the plan of the wicked devices of Satan. Every wicked arrow of infirmity. Hallelujah, God. Every wicked arrow, God, of insanity. Oh, God, I cancel it now. Oh, Shemande, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, I will be ever careful. We will be careful not to take the glory. But we thank you as we give you glory tonight for the move of your divine spirit and presence over this young child, over this young girl tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. We seal this prayer tonight against any spirit of backlash and retaliation. Satan, lose your hold. You are defeated. And we thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. In Jesus' mighty name. I don't know about you, but I believe God. I believe God is doing it right now. And so I give him the praise for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Is there another that's believing God tonight? Let us stand in agreement with you tonight in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise
God. I would like prayer for restoration and guidance.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we come before your throne. We lift this woman of God up to you right now, God. God, you said, make your request be made. Let your request be made known unto you. God, she comes tonight making her request known unto you. Hallelujah. And you told us if we stand in agreement, glory to God, tonight, God, in asking anything in your name, it shall be done. You told us that we come to the Father in the name of Jesus, asking anything, it shall be done. Whatever we pray for and whatever we ask for, it shall not be denied, said the Lord. And tonight, God, this woman of God has come to you asking for restoration. And we declare, God, hallelujah, God, that you are restoring, God, and you're fixing things and you're turning things around, God, in her favor. Hallelujah, God, you are going to enlighten her. The spirit of enlightenment will be upon her, God, that she would understand, God, your voice, that she would hear and know your voice. Everything that the devil stole, we command it to be restored right now in the name of Jesus. Her financial, God, finances, God, will be restored tonight. Oh, God, her health will be restored tonight in the name of Jesus. Whatever the devil, God, meant for bad, we thank you tonight as we stand in agreement on this prayer news network line. Hallelujah, God, that you are moving in favor. I declare that the favor of God is with you and the favor of men is with you on tonight. I declare, hallelujah, on tonight, woman of God, as you have made your request known, God said to tell you he heard you. I declare you will see the manifestation of what you are placed on the altar of prayer tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I know tonight, hallelujah, God, as we stand in agreement that there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing impossible if we believe tonight and we believe by faith, God, because you came forth, hallelujah, God, that you're ready to fix it tonight. You're ready to turn things around in our favor on this night. Father, we thank you, God, that this will be, oh my God, a night and a week, God, that you will come to our rescue in the name of Jesus. thank you, hallelujah, God, that you would have an encounter with God in the name of Jesus, that you would feel the Spirit of God, the breath of God breathe upon you, fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh fire in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, that this would be the beginning of a brand new night, even the visions and the dreams that God's given you. Glory be to God. God is going to intensify your desire for him. God said he's going to intensify your desire for his word. Hallelujah. He's restoring your strength. He's renewing your strength. He said, I'm going to mount you up on wings like eagles in this hour, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I'm going to give you a hunger and a thirst from the things of the kingdom and for the word of God like never before. Bless his name. This is your time and your season. Hallelujah. You've been waiting on God a long time, but God said, hear his voice tonight. This is your time, hallelujah, to receive, hallelujah, gobo shanda bahaya from God alone. Lord, I thank you now, God. I praise you, God, for doing a new thing in the life of this servant of your mind, God, your servant tonight. Refresh, refill, revive, oh God, restitution, God, in the name of Jesus, renewed faith, renewed mind, renewed courage. Father, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my shekandoro bosa. He kandoro bosa. We declare tonight, woman of God, that the spirit of restoration is released over your life tonight. I declare it, I decree it, and I know God said if we declare a thing, it shall be established. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how my shatter. Oh, God said tonight, he is fixing things and he's turning things around in your favor right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you would testify of this night. Hallelujah tonight, God. I praise you tonight. I glorify you tonight for lifting her up higher above my enemies tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, you are defeated. I release the blood of Jesus against you. I declare the blood of Jesus over your atmosphere, woman of God. I declare the blood of Jesus over your mind. I declare the blood of Jesus over everything that belongs to you. And I thank God tonight. I thank him with you tonight. I praise God for what he's doing right now. I praise God for your deliverance. I praise God for restoration. I praise God for your healing. I praise God for giving you more. I praise God for opening doors. I praise God for making a way out of nowhere. I praise God tonight. I don't know about you, but I feel God. He calls some the higher. He's moving on your behalf. God said, just give me the glory. On this night, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord God of all Shandor of a host. Oh, God, I thank you for giving us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the fear of the Lord. But I thank you, Lord God, that you would raise her up. Hallelujah, God, to be a light that shines in a dark world. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that everything that she's been praying for and asking for, I stand, as we stand in agreement with her tonight, that manifestation, hallelujah, God said manifestation is about to hit your life in Jesus' name. And we do give you the thanks, and we forbid backlash and retaliation spirit to come against this prayer. And we thank you, God, for releasing angels, oh God, right now to minister and to release the things, God, that we place on this altar tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seal it by amen and amen. In the mighty name. Amen. Is there another prayer request? You may press star 6 and come over.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That looks like, amen, no one's on the platform.
Amen.
No one's on the platform.
But there's no more prayer requests. We praise God for what has been said and what has been done. We thank God for every testimony and every prayer request. And by faith, we believe tonight that God has moved and will move, and that you will see a manifestation of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And now we'll turn the remainder of this broadcast or this service into the hands of our leader, Evangelist Bradley, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. We just give God thanks and we give God praise. We thank God for you tonight, Prophetess, for being our co-host on tonight. And I tell you, you did a mighty fine job. Amen. We're so grateful, amen, for you allowing the Lord to use you, amen, to co-host for us on tonight. Glory to God, this night, this testimony night. And we thank God for the beautiful testimonies that have come forth on tonight. People of God, we pray that you have been encouraged on tonight by these testimonies. And we know that there's so many, many more. Amen, Jesus. So many more that are on this line. Glory be to God. But we thank God for each and every one of them, everyone that came forth. Amen. Everyone that desired to come forth. Amen. Glory to God for whatever the situation or circumstance that you were not able to make it over. Amen. But we give God thanks for all that we have heard. Amen. Truly, we were blessed on tonight, glory to God, by these testimonies, letting us know that not only, amen, can God, amen, but to know that God will. Amen. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Thank you again, woman of God. And listen, people of God, listen, we just want to let you know, amen, that this is our third year. We're getting ready to celebrate our third year, the third year anniversary, which is actually April the 6th. Amen. But we are celebrating on April the 22nd. And this is going to be our first in-person celebration. This is our first in-person celebration. And people of God, we want you to come. We want you to make plans to come and be with us. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza, at the Crown Plaza. Amen. And that's going to be at 201 Aberdeen, A-B-E-R-D-E-E-N, Parkway, and that is Peachtree City, Georgia. Peachtree City, Georgia. Amen. And we are so looking forward to you coming, people of God. Come and meet the greet, the advisors. People of God, we're going to have dinner. We're going to have testimonies, a guest speaker. Amen, Jesus. And we're doing this for you. Amen. For the past two, now 3 years, we've been here on this broadcast going forth, amen, going forth virtually. But people of God, we are going to make a station break, amen, and invite you, you and you to come and be with us in Peachtree City, Georgia. Again, that's on Saturday, April the 22nd at 10 a.m. begins at 10 a.m. And there is a small donation, amen, a small donation, a love offering that we're asking everyone for to help us to offset costs, people of God, amen. You know, we've been going now for 3 years, people of God, and we're not, amen, Jesus, we've not charged for anything, amen, taken up offering, none of that, amen. But we want you to be a blessing, amen, and to bless us, to help us to offset the cost, amen, to put forth this first anniversary celebration of the Prayer News Network Global, amen. Glory be to God, amen. We're going to create, amen. You're going to see some information out on Eventbrite as well as some ways for you, amen, to send in your donations. If you can't come, people of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send in your donation to help, to be a blessing, amen, to make this a memorable occasion. I believe that it is going to be a night to remember, amen. Then come and meet and greet, amen, many of those that have prayed, many of those amen, and have brought forth this word, brought forth the word here on the Prayer News Network Global. People of God, we want you to come and be blessed. Amen. So, again, that's April the 22nd on Saturday, April the 22nd at 10 a.m., begins at 10 a.m. We'll be making this announcement every day up until the event, but we want you to go ahead and start making your plans to come and be with us. Amen. We want to see your face. We want to see your face. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise again for each of you on tonight, this night. Amen. This testimony night again. We thank God for all of the testimonies that have come forth. Truly, we have been blessed. Amen. And again, as I said, amen, we know that there's so much more. Amen. Glory to God that the Lord has done. Amen, Jesus. We fail not to give him praise, to give him glory that is due unto his name. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Again, thank God for you, prophetess. Thank you for availing your, amen. I was sitting there and I was like, wow. Amen, Jesus, as you were carrying the broadcast forward. Amen. We just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for your willingness. Amen. As you are led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. Amen. Glory to God. So we pray on tonight. Amen. Amen. A special blessing over you, woman of God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time. Father, we bless and glorify you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness, O God, that you have shown unto your people, amen, on this night. We're thanking you for the encouraged heart on this night. Now, Father, we're asking you, O God, to look upon our co-host on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her. We're asking that you would bless her in a very special way. In the name of Jesus, Father, add to her resume, O God, of those things that you've done. Glory to God. Add to her resume, O God, the blessings, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Lord, add on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to move for her. Move for her in ways unknown, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will cover her in your shed blood. In the name of Jesus, Father, cover her. Cover your servant, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, cover her going out and her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We're asking that you will cover on tonight. Cover in the name of Jesus. Father, cover as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless her. Father, that you would bless the very works of her hand. In the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight to cause your favor to rest upon your servant now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what she's done, for how she has availed herself. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're asking that you open doors now, open doors of utterance, oh God, open doors, God, that she can go out and declare this gospel for your name's sake. And we give you thanks, we give you praise, oh God. We're thanking you for order step. We bless you, we praise you now. Father, bless everything that concerns her, oh God. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your face to shine upon her, God. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her now. Shield her, we pray. We forbid backlash of the enemy. Father, we forbid any retaliations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, but we cover her. We shield her now in thy precious name, Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, again, we thank God for you.
We thank God for each and every one. We thank God, amen, for, amen, these are our solos on tonight. We thank God, amen, Jesus, for our reading, our scripture reading on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight, amen, for the prayers, amen, that have come forth on tonight, people of God. And we pray because we believe. We believe, God, amen, and we believe that it's already done. We thank God for each participant on tonight, amen. Sister Clarissa, amen. Sister Robin, amen. Sister Fan, glory be to God. Sister Mary, amen. We thank God for you, amen. All the petitions, amen, that have come forth on tonight, we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank God for our listeners. Amen. Those that were listening by Facebook, glory to God, that perhaps did not dial in, people of God, but we believe, God, by faith that your prayers are answered too. For those that are listening by radio, we give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Amen. And people of God, we believe, God, by faith that your prayers are answered too. Amen. So we thank him. Amen. We praise him on tonight for the great things that he has done, people of God, and we will be back, amen, on tomorrow night. We want you to come, amen, come and be with us on tomorrow night, amen. Prophetess Duncan, amen, will be our speaker on tomorrow night as well. Come, people of God, expecting, come looking for a blessing, amen. Come looking for a blessing. People, God, listen, don't forget that this broadcast is housed, is posted on our PNN Facebook page as well as our New Re-Up Prayer Group, amen. New Re-Up Prayer Group 52, amen, is on that page as well, amen. If you don't have Facebook, don't forget that you can Google Prayer News Network, amen. Go out and Google us. Amen, on the web, and you will find us. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We ask that you again go ahead and start making your preparations to come and be with us. Come and be with us for our three-year anniversary, people of God. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Amen. Don't you dare miss it. Glory to God. Carpool, however you need to get there, come and be there. Amen, for we're expecting heaven on earth. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And so at this time, we're going to ask Prophetess, amen, and she will come and close us out tonight in prayer. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, if you will. And again, people of God, don't forget to come back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. And to hear the woman of God. Amen. Prophetess, you have the platform. Amen. Come on and close us out on tonight. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you.
Amen. Love you, beautiful woman of God. We praise God tonight. We give him glory for this woman of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this woman of God tonight, Evangelist Bradley. Father, I lift her up before you. I pray for strength and that she would continue to be encouraged to go on. We thank you for the vision that you have given us for this particular platform. We thank you, God, that this is just the beginning of great things that you're about to do in her life. We cover her now with the blood of Jesus. We cover PNN advisors and the prayer warriors with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that you cover her family, God. Everything do that, it would prosper, God. Everything that she do, it would be blessed. In the name of Jesus, that you will continue to open doors and make way for this woman of God and for this prayer line to go into another level in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight for everyone that has taken the time out to gather, those who testified and those who didn't and just listened. So God, you know their hearts and you know their needs. You know what their desires is, God, that you would reach down with your finger of love and open doors and make ways and supply needs tonight, oh God. Father, we thank you for your hallelujah tonight, Lord Jesus. Cover us, hallelujah. All glory to God with the blood of Jesus from every attack of the enemy, from every demonic force on high alert, from the marine kingdom, in the name of Jesus, through the night watches. And those who may be in day or maybe afternoon, whatever time they are right now, we ask you, God, to cover us. Hallelujah, God, until we meet again. Oh, God,
release the angels from your presence to go along with us, God, to keep us from accidents and incidents and dangers seen and unseen. We want to thank you tonight, God, for your presence being in the midst of us. Until we meet again, God, cover us through the night as we sleep in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness and tender mercy. Every one of you have a blessed night. We love you. Until we meet again, go in peace and have a blessed and beautiful night rest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, people of God. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. And we will see you, hear you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.